We are beginning tonight's shiur. We are beginning Hilchos Tefillah. We are up to Siman Pei Tes, which is page Kuf Yud Tes, the page after 236. The page after 236, Siman Pei Tes, Hilchos Tefillah. The Siman is about Hilchos Tefillah Uzmano. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Zman Tefillas HaShachar Mitzvoso Sheyasril Im HaNeitzachama. The Zman, the proper time for Shachris, the Iker Mitzvah is to start with the Neitzachama, with sunrise. Because you see, like the Pasuk says, Yiru'ucha Im Shomesh. So the Iker time is to daven Shachris in Neitzachama, which we call Vasikin. The Imispalul Misha'ola Amud HaShachar, the Heir Penei HaMizrach Yotza. But if one davened earlier, from the time of Amud HaShachar, which is dawn, the Heir Pnei Mizrach, we'll see exactly what that is, when the light of on the east is lit up, so then a person is Yotzei. That is the beginning time. So the beginning time, the best time is starting from Neitzachama, but the Eved, so if one davened earlier from Amud HaShachar and Heir Pnei Mizrach, which we'll see details about what that is exactly in the Mishabura, so he's already Yotzei. V'nimshach zmana atzof arba shol shu shlish hayom. And the time of Zman Tefillah extends until the end of the fourth hour, which is one third of the day, as we'll see the details in the Mishabura, how the day is split into 12 hours, and therefore 4 hours is one third of the day. And then the Mechaber says, v'im ta'a, if a person made a mistake, o avar, or on purpose, v'hispalo achar arbishos ar chatzos, a person davened after the fourth hour up until chatzos, afal pi she'en lo schar ketfilah bizmano, even though he does not get reward for davening in the right time, schar tefillah miho ika, he does get rewarded for tefillah, just not for tefillah bizmano. The Rama ends off and says, v'achar chatzos aser l'hispalo tefillah shachris. The Rama says, after chatzos, it is aser to daven shachris. Now let's go back to the Mishabura and we'll see all the details. So first of all, before we even see the first Mishabura, there's an interesting note number one, and that is Misha Zoya Likro Kriyashma Ulispal Imanaitzachama. One who normally davens very early, he davens Nates, he davens Vasikin. So the Biralocha told us earlier, Shim Ein Lo Minyan Yochol Hispal Biyachidus. If he's in a place where there is no Vasikin Minyan, he could keep his custom of davening Vasikin even without a Minyan when there is a Minyan later on, because that's the Chashivas of davening with Nates. Says the Mishabura in Sifkotan Aleph, what is Neitzachama? He hasho shachama maschelus lizroach b'roshe haharim. That's the time where the sun starts shining on the top of the mountains. V'roi v'nochon lizor bozel l'chadchila af bimei haslichos. It is befitting and proper to be careful about this l'chadchila even in the days of slichos v'chein b'choref. And so too in the winter k'shem mashkimim u'boim l'beis haknesses b'boker hashkim. These two tkufos of slichos, and during the winter when it gets light very late, so people get to shul very early while it is still dark. Yamtinu milhispala ad hanetz. They should wait for davening until sunrise. Ukid le'el besimen nunches sif aleph ayin shom. Ach, however, kishem mashkim lotzeis laderech. Someone has to get up early to catch a flight or to go on a trip. Uchagavna shar dechak va'ones, or anything similar, any pressing situation or ones, de mutter lahaktim. In that case, it will be mutter to daven earlier than nates, kidal kamon besivches, like we'll see later on in Sivches. Al koponim yamtinu milovarech al hatfilin achiyakir eschaveru harogil imuk tzas berichuk dal ramos. Even if a person is davening earlier because he needs to go on a trip and he can't wait for Nates, so he has to be careful that he should not make a bracha on his tefillin until after the zman of Mishiyakir Eschavero, till he is able to recognize his acquaintance from a distance of 4 amos away. Demikodem aser levarech aleihem, because before that it is aser to make the bracha on the tefillin, like we learned earlier in Simin Lamed Sif Aleph Ayin Shav Mishabura, where we said you can put on the tefillin then if there's no shash of you falling asleep, but if you're getting up to go on a trip, you're not going to fall asleep, so you can put it on, but you shouldn't make the bracha until after the zman of Misha Yakir. We discussed earlier in the beginning of Hilchos Kriyashma, and also by Hilchos Tefillin, what is Mishiyakir? If you look at note number two, there's many different shitas, but it's kedai to get an idea of what exactly, how does Mishiyakir fit in? We're going to have alos and nates, how does that work? So he brings in note number two from the Bir Halacha, brings the shita of the Prima Gadin that says that it's 6 minutes after alos HaShachar, 6 minutes after dawn is Mishiyakir. If you skip down a few lines, that Minchas Yitzchak brings from the Gedolei Zmanenu, that is between a quarter of an hour to a half an hour after alos. If you skip down to the sixth to last line or so, it brings down from Rav Moshe and Igris Moshe. He writes that it's between 35 and 40 minutes before Nates. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's less than 50 minutes before Neitz. Rav Yosha says it's between, it's 30 minutes before Neitz. So you have all these different opinions exactly when this is, but according to everyone, it's somewhere between Alos and Neitz. And therefore, even though you have a heter, if you're going to go on a trip and you have to get up early, you have a heter to daven before Neitz, but you have to be careful not to make a bracha on your tefillin before that time of Misha Yakir. That's very important. Continues the Mishnah Brura, and he says, Kosa b'prima gadin b'simin tov tzadi dalud. The bechaga shavuos shnei orin kol halayla, on Shavuos when we have a minhag to stay up all night, mutter lehispalo kodem hanetz. It is permissible to daven shachris. We don't do this, but someone might want to get an idea from here. You are allowed to daven before netz. Dikishayochu lebeisam bashkama. If everyone goes back home very early, torachu lehiskabe chenis. It's very difficult to gather everyone again, and therefore there is a heter. Like when you're going on a trip to daven, in fact, before Neitz Hachama. Umikomakom yesh lizor shalalukros kriyashma kolkach bashkama. But you have to be careful. Obviously, on Shavuot, there's no tefillin issue, but there is a kriyashma issue that if you're davening Shmon Esrei before Neitz, you have to make sure that you're not saying kriyashma too early. Dahainu kodem shiyira es chavero berichik dal ramos viakirenu. The zman of kriyashma is the same as the zman of tefillin. You have to make sure not to say kriyashma before the zman of Misha Yakir. Deze osr lochadchila, that is osr lochadchila. Kidlael b'simin unches ayin sham. However, note number 3, he reminds us that b'shas avchak, the Shulchan Aruch writes that yachol likros kriyashma kfar me'alos ha-shachar. That in a real shas avchak, you could already say kriyashma after alos. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkaton Beis. Again, the Machaber said the zman for tefillah shacharis, the mitzvah is imdei tzachama by vasikin. But if you davened earlier from amud ha-shachar v'heyer p'nei mizrach, the Machaber puts these two things together. From Amud HaShachar and Heir Pnei Mizrach, then you're Yotzei. So let's see what these things are exactly. In Sifkaton Beis, the Mishnah Brura writes, Amud HaShachar. Amud HaShachar hu mashem masul HaShachar lahavrik b'miktsoso ma'at ma'at. Amud HaShachar is dawn. It's when the morning starts to shine a little bit, a very little bit of light shines. U'mashma medivri ha-mechaber. This is a very important point in the Mishnah Brura. It's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch. Dekodem heir af b'dieved lo yotza, because the mechaber says that if you daven from Ola Amud HaShachar v'heir pnei mizrach, so it's mashma. You need both. You need Amud HaShachar and the later time, which is heir pnei mizrach. It's mashma from the mechaber. We'll see more of this in the Bir Halacha shortly, but it is clearly mashma from the mechaber that before heir pnei mizrach, even b'dieved, you are not yotze. The chen hiskimu harbi achron, and many achron agree with this. The lo kimagen Avram v'ayim the Bir Halacha. That's not like the magen Avram, and we'll see the Bir Halacha shortly. Now, this let's see what my Mishnah Brura, then we'll tell you what this man is, which is not brought in the Mishnah Brura. Pnei Mizrach, what is this? Heyer Pnei Mizrach, says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkaton Gimel. Uba'inen sheyair Pnei Kol HaMizrach. You need it to be that the whole east is shining. So it's not that you see the sun shining, that's already Neitz when the sun is shining over the mountains, but when it starts getting a little bit of light, that's Amud HaShachar, and Heir Pnei Mizrach is when the whole east is already a little bit lit up, but again, the sun is not yet shining. Velo Sagi B'mash Hivrik HaShachar K'nekuda B'vad. It's not enough to see a little shine of light, it has to be the whole east is lit up. Kasa b'chidush eruki ve'eger, da'af shakol chavim nirin adayim b'rakia. Even if the stars are still able to be seen in the sky, mikomakom yomhu, it's still considered day, and b'dieved, you are yotzi at that time if you daven. Now, I did see somewhere else, b'shem the sha'arim mitzvyonim ba'alocha, that he writes, heyir p'nei mizrach is 6 minutes after alos. Yechiel, I think we're ready, maybe. Thank you. It's 6 minutes. He brings down that it's 6 minutes after Alos. So between Alos and Heir Pnei Mizrach is not so much time. But it's clear, the Mishnah Brura points out from the Mechaber, that the Bidyeved is only going to be okay after Heir Pnei Mizrach, not by Alos. You need the extra 6 minutes according to that opinion. If you do daven at that point, you are Yatza. So let's see one more Mishnah Brura, and then we'll go to the Bir Halacha. Your Yatza says in the Mishnah Brura, Sifkot and Dalet Bidyeved. You are Yotze Bidyeved. Vafilu shelo b'shas atchak, even if it's not a shas atchak, but the evid you are yotzei. U'b'shas atchak, in a really pressing situation, kegon b'mashkim lotzei sladerech u'chagavna shard d'chok v'ones. Like you're going out on a trip or some other kind of ones or d'chak, afilu l'chadchila. Then you could have an even l'chadchila earlier, it's not b'dievid. If you did it, b'dievid you're yotzei, but l'chadchila, if you have a flight to catch or you have somewhere to go, you are allowed l'chadchila to daven from that time before Neitz, as long as it's after Alos HaShachar and Heir Pnei Mizrach. Ukid l'kamam b'sivches, ayin sham, again, like we'll see shortly in Sivches. V'da, and you should know, the divrei ha-Shulchan Aruch einam amurim rak l'inyan chovas mitzvas tefila bilvad. That which the Shulchan Aruch is talking about over here, about davening after Omer HaShachar and Heir Pnei Mizrach, that's only the gabi, the mitzvah of tefila alone, the yotzaba achar sheheir ha-Mizrach. That's only by Shmon Esri that yotze after Heir Mizrach. The bazer kvar higia zmana, that's already considered its time. The niskana keneged atomid, because the tefila shacharis is keneged the tomid shel shachar. Ushchitas atomid hayatekev mishaheir amizrach, and that's when the shchit of the tomid was from the time of heir amizrach, and therefore you are yotzi at that time. Aval leinyan kriyashma shekodem atfila lo ayri amachabe besimenze. But when it comes to kriyashma, which is before Shmon Esrei, that we're not discussing over here at all. And look earlier in Hilchos Kriyashma, the lo yotzo bazei yidechovas Kriyashma af di eved imrogil lasos kein. We said if you do it more than once every 30 days, if you rogil to do it by Kriyashma, you are not yotze, unless you said it by the zman, achi yakir as chavir arogil imoktsas berichak dal ramos. Right? Unless you wait till a time, the proper time of Kriyashma, which is when you can see your friend 4 amos away. But if you did it before that, from the time of Heir Mizrach, so already you're not Yotzei if you do it normally, only if it's once in a while. V'zeh mu'ucher mizman de Heir Mizrach. This man of Misha Yakir is after the time of Heir Mizrach. The Mishavur does say over there, but B'shas Adchak, you are also Yotzei, even if it is more than that once a month time. So therefore, the Mishavur is just pointing out that even though we're having this heter of davening earlier for Shmon Esrei, that's only a heter for Shmon Esrei, but by Kriyashma we are more machmir, that a person should not be davening Kriyashma before Mishiyakir es Chaveru. Like we mentioned before as well, and specifically if a person wants to put on tefillin, certainly a person should not make a bracha on his tefillin before the zman of Mishiyakir. Now let's see the Bir Halacha where he brings down this machlokas of whether you in fact b'di'evad are yotzei by Omer HaShachar, like the Magen Avram, or you need Omer HaShachar and Heir Pnei Mizrach, which we said is 6 extra minutes, which is according to the Mechaber. So if you look at the Bir Halacha on the top, he says, Omer HaShachar nikra mashem masril ha'or lehis notzeis bepa'as ha'mizrach kodem eitzacham ha'kashir shah v'chome shah. As we'll see in the notes, the exact amount of time, but he tells us over here, it's about 1.25 hours before Netzach Chama. That's what Amar HaShachar is. V'lo kemo she'toan eiz anoshim, not like some people make a mistake, and they say that Amar HaShachar hu koch for the tafra, it's the morning star, to zman ha'rei kodem, that time is much earlier than Amar HaShachar. So we're not discussing the time of the morning star, whatever that is. Umashma midivri ha-mechaber. It's mashma from the mechaber, says it by halacha, de kodem sheheir ha-mizrach, that before this later time of heir ha-mizrach, av she'ola amur ha-shachar lo yotza af b'di'evit. Like we pointed out in the Mishabura, that even after amur ha-shachar, if it wasn't heir p'nei mizrach, you're not yotza even b'di'evit. V'chein mashma midivri rabbeinu Yeruchim. However, v'das ha-magin avram v'apri chadosh, de misha'ola amur ha-shachar yotza b'di'evit. The Pri Chodesh and the Magen Avraham are more lenient. They say after Amar HaShachar, you are already Yotzei B'di'evid. The Yomu, that's already considered day according to them. After Be'etzem Adin Mashmid the Svir Leke Divrayim, even though Mikri Adin, it sounds like the Pri Meganim agrees with them that Amar HaShachar is already Yom, the Minat Torah Yomu Av Kodem She'er Pnei Mizrach, that Midaraisa is considered day even before Heir Pnei Mizrach, L'chol Dover Kevin She'ola HaShachar, once you have Amar HaShachar, it sounds from the Pri Meganim that he really holds, that's already day. Because of that, b'shas atchak mutu lechatchila takef mishaola amar hashachar, and therefore he holds that in a pressing situation, you're mutu lechatchila to daven from amar hashachar. Al kol ponim shelo b'shas atchak, if it's not a very pressing situation, mitzadei lochiach medivi Rambam, he takes aside the proof from the Rambam le'inyan tefila di'af b'di'evet lo yotze mishaola amar hashachar, that even b'di'evet you're not yotze if you went back all the way to amar hashachar. Omnum biyoser mize matzinu b'sefer Eliyahu Rabba u'b'sefer Matthew Yehuda v'hagro b'sifra shnos Eliyahu. We find by all these achronim, kulam ke'echad hiskimu, they all agreed together. Da'at shi'yoyer ha'mizrach afilu b'di'evid eino yotze. They all agree with the way Mechaber says it, that you're not yotze even b'di'evid till it's heir p'nei mizrach. Mitam da'adayin hu b'chla layla at she'heir mizrach. Till that time it's still considered night. The chol ha'poskim here he says a chiddush. The chol ha'poskim shekosvu mishalo amar hashachar be'ezer inyan. Anytime you see poskim saying that it's okay from the time of amar hashachar, haynu heyer hamizrach. They mean heyer mizrach. They don't mean amar hashachar. V'chein mashe shanino b'megillah daf chaf. And that which the Gemara says in Megillah as well. The kulan shasu mishalo amar hashachar kosher. That all these mitzvahs that are during the day, if you did it b'diyed from amar hashachar, it's kosher. Haynu heyer mizrach. It doesn't mean amar hashachar. It means heyer mizrach. I want to skip down to where he writes Ladina, which is skipping about 8 or 9 lines. Towards the end of the line, there's a period. It says, "Uladina bevada yeshlochush lekol hani rabvasa." Halacha lemaisa, for sure, one should be choshes for all these rabbanim bechol dover shemitzvaso bayom. That when it comes to a mitzvah that's during the day, imaso kodem sheheir hamizrach lachzor v'lasoso liachar sheheir. If you did the mitzvah before heir mizrach, even after amar hashachar, you should go back again and do it after heir mizrach. Omnam bitfila, however, that's by regular mitzvahs. However, when it comes to davening, efshir the eshel chalik bazeh, could be we could be mechalik, v'hu, and that is, the shalob b'shas atchak, if it's not a pressing situation, l'chore yesh l'hachmir bazeh af b'dieved, then you should be machmir on tfila, even b'dieved, not to daven before heir p'nei mizrach. Okay, primigodim hana, like we said in the primigodim. V'chein masha miderach hachayim shehetik lahalocha kabach v'al yirabu delosagi kishehivrik hashachar kenekuda. It's not enough by alos hashachar when it's a little bit of a shine. Ela achi yo'ir kol ha-mizrach. That's all regular b'dieved. Avo b'shas atchak, in a pressing situation, in mispalo kodem sheher ha-mizrach, if you davened after alos, before heir p'nei mizrach, efshir di yesh lismoch bazeh b'dieved ala mogen avram v'aprichadash v'apir megadam hanal, shalolachzor ulespalo. Could be you can rely on these shitas that say that b'dieved, you don't have to go back and daven again. Mishum chshash brachal v'atola, because maybe you're yotze, and if you daven again, it would be a brachal v'atola. V'tzarech iyan, ulechatchila bivada yesh lizar bazeh ma'od. Lechatchila, for sure, you should be very careful about this. Afilu b'shas atchak, not to daven before heir p'nei mizrach. V'chozeh u'machmas mitzvahs kriyashma u'tfila. This is all because of kriyashma u'tfila. U'be'esha tzarech laniach gam kein tfilin. In a case where you also have to put on tfilin during the week, yesh lahamtin od ma'at, you should wait a little longer, even in heir p'nei mizrach, v'hu ad sheyakir es chaveiro berichik da'al amos, and that's the time where you can recognize your friend 4 amos away. V'menichon mikodem yaniach b'lo bracha, and if you have to put on tefillin before that, you should put on without a bracha. U'kshyagi hazman, and when the time comes, y'mashmesh v'yavarach, you should touch the tefillin, move the tefillin, and you should make the bracha like we learned earlier in Siman Lamed Siv Gimel. I want to do the next bir halacha as well. But before we do the other bir halacha, I want to just read one more note. In note number 4, he points out that when we discuss what Amar HaShachar is, and we saw the bir halacha referenced it, he writes, Vizmano, when is Amar HaShachar? It's Kodam Netzachama, Bein 72 to 96 Dakos. It's between, Amar HaShachar is between 72 and 96 minutes before Netz. Shamogen Avram Kosov Shishiuruhu Kizman Hiluch Arbamilin. The Mogen Avram writes that that time is the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil. The Re'e Bibir Alochel El, the Mishabrula Kamot Shekosov Sheshir Hiluch Milhu 18 Dakos. It's 18 minutes. So 18 times 4 is 72. And the Bralocha later on writes Sheyesh Omrim Sheshir Hiluch Mil is 22 and a half minutes. And some say 24. So 24 times 4 gets you to 96. So somewhere between 72 and 96 minutes. I want to see one more bir halacha, and then we're going to finish up in the Mishabura and see another note. But that's when Amar HaShachar is. Says.
How can you say the
Zman
is of Heir
P'nei Mizrach? Well, I was holding Alex off. No. Wait. We're going to do one more bir halacha, and then we'll take Alex, and then Shlomi. Okay, we'll take Alex now.
The language of a pressing situation is a very subjective language. Anything can be pressing situation, and you can work around the pressing situation not to make it pressing. So meaning
that's an excellent question.
Meaning you can avoid.
Yes.
I need to catch a flight. Oh, I need to dive before late. So
yes.
Maybe you can dive in. You know,
Alex is asking an excellent question. Alex is asking, how do you define a shas adchak? Saying a person has a flight, well, he could have made his flight later. So that's an excellent question.
Not even that. I mean, you can say what is better, to dive in before Nates or with a minion or after Nates, in by let's say on the plane.
Right, so that you're asking an excellent question. We're going to discuss that a little bit. Yes.
What's the person's situation? I mean,
right, so you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi to find out exactly what's considered a shas atchak. In a chanami, you're saying good. We're just saying the halacha in general. We can't get to every case.
No, but,
what's considered a shas atchak?
No,
a person has to figure that out, what it is.
With that concept, then no minyan should be established before dates.
Well, if a person has a job and he has to get to his job, so that would be a classic shas adchak. We saw that earlier.
If you can daven,
we'll discuss it afterwards. You're saying good.
Especially since Shema is going to be a problem.
Yes, we discussed this by Hilchos Kriya Shema. We saw, yes, show me.
How long did you say Hair Pnei Mizrachis?
Hey, Pnei Mizrach, the Shar Mishnah Malacha said it was 6 minutes after Alos. That does not work with all the Shitas that we saw, correct?
I'm saying the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly that Zem Uchram is Man Hair Mizrach.
Right. It doesn't work with the first Shita. Yeah. Correct. With most of the Shitas, it does work. With one Shita, it's problematic. It comes out at the same time. Correct, but this is not the Bir Halacha. Yes, this is not. They're not both the Bir Halacha, so it's not a problem. But you're correct. Yes. Let's go weiter in the Bir Halacha. So the Bir Halacha again, the next Bir Halacha of Yotza, the one on the bottom of the page, is going again. That was, they said that B'dieved. Now we're not defining what B'dieved and Shas Adchak is. We're not defining that. But B'dieved, if one did daven before Netzach Chama, after Amar HaShachar, Her Pnei Mizrachi is Yotza. So the Bir Halacha writes, "Hainu b'di'evid." That means b'di'evid, kimo shegasati b'mishavura, like I explained in the Mishavura. V'chein ha'atiku harbe achronim. V'aprichadosh cholek al shulchan aruch. Very interesting. The Prichadosh argues on the Mechaber. V'svirulei the Mishaheir who's manu l'chadchila. The Prichadosh holds that it's not that Mishaheir Mizrach is b'di'evid okay. That's l'chadchila. He holds you could daven all the way back from Mishaheir play Mizrach l'chadchila. Rak l'vasikin u'kodam aneit. Just if you want to be kivasikin, that's a mile of seeking right before Nates, but you could daven l'chadchila even before that. That's what the Pri Chadosh holds. The Omnam l'fim asher kasavnu l'mala. But according to what we said before, the kodem sheher lo yotza ap b'dieved. According to what we said before, that before her lo yotza at all, even b'dieved, im kein mukach mikol poskim da'af achar sheher l'chadchila ein l'sbalo. It's clear that according to all those poskim that say before Mishaheir, you're not even Yotzei b'dieved, it would make sense that after Mishaheir, you're not going to be Yotzei l'chadchila. That's still in the category of Omer HaShachar. And anyway, it doesn't matter to us to say l'chadchila, you could have like the Pri Chadosh back to Her Pnei Mizrach. Why? The Dvaravu Rak L'Iker Mitzvah Tefila. The Pri Chadosh is only talking about Shmona Esrei. But according to what all Klai Yisrael is knowing, and they're careful about lechatchila lismoch keula letfila, that we put together Birchas Kriyashma and Birchas Kriyashma with Shmona Esrei, Eich yochel lechatchila espalo takeif mishaheir ayom. How is it ever possible to daven lechatchila mishaheir mizrach? You can't have Masa Gula Tefillah. You can't have Kriyashma before that. Because Kriyashma, you have to wait for later. Hatzarich likros Kriyashma ubirchaseh ubidhu ba'ina davka chiyakir eschaver ubirchak dalaramos v'kadal b'simen nunches. And for Kriyashma, you have to wait till Mishayakir, which is after Heir Pnei Mizrach. Ach la'achar hazman hazeh. But after Mishayakir, he says, Efshur de ein limchos biyadim lohagin lohakil. If there are people that are davening already after Misha Yakir, so the tefillin are okay, and their shema is okay, and their masmik gula tefillah is okay, then we shouldn't be mocha against those who are mekel to daven before Nates, as long as it's after Misha Yakir. Ayin bebach v'drisha mashakosru l'das rabbeinu Yeruchim, v'ayin le'el v'simen l'chesed b'alocha, ach l'mitzvah min ha'muvchor. But the best way, l'kuy am according to everyone, ayin le'espalo shmur esrei kodam ha'nates. The best way is not to have shmur esrei before Nates. Let's finish up the last Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Hey, a very important Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkotan Hey, we said, till now we're discussing the beginnings man. The endings man, there the Mechaber said it goes to the end of the fourth hour, which is the third of the day. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Hey, Vim Hayom Aruch Shmona Esrei Shos. If the day, we'll see in the notes exactly how you calculate the day, but if the day is 18 hours long, the daylight time is 18 hours long, so he's teaching us a little math, so one third of the day, Have sheish shows al hayom. Then Zman Tefillah goes 6 hours into the day. That's a third. The third of 18 is six. Ukeshayom aruch teisha shows. And when the day is only 9 hours short, Have shalosh shos. Then a third of 9 is only 3 hours. So sometimes you could have 6 hours to say davening, and sometimes you only have 3 hours to say tefillah. De la'ola misharin shos elu lufinin hayom. We always calculate these hours according to the length of the daylight hours. Vehem nikroin shos manios. These are called shos manios. Shayom mischalak lishneim asar chalokim. We take the day and we divide it by 12 and we get the shos manios, and then you take 1/3 of those hours, 4 hours out of the 12 hours that you calculated based on the daylight hours, and that's where Zman Tefillah is. The Inyan HaShlishu, what's the idea of having the third? She Tefillah HaShachar Hu Neged Korban Tamid. As we said before, Tefillah HaShachar is connected to the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar. Ula Olam Lo Echaru Oso Milahakriv L'Achar Shish Hayom. They never brought the Tamid Shal Shachar after a third of the day. V'tzorach Ligmor HaTefillah Shmona Esrei B'soch HaShlish Hayom. Says the Mishnah Berurah at the end, and you have to finish Shmona Esrei by self Zman Tefillah, not starting, you have to finish the entire Shmona Esrei. How you calculate the hours of the day is a very important note over here. It's note number 6. The Chalukos Hayom. And this, with this you can understand when you look up the Zmanim charts, why you have the Magad Avram and the Gruf, Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Kriyashma. It's all based on note number 6 over here. The Chalukos Hayom. Ha'im Nasis Me'alos HaShachar Atzeso Kochovim. Do you calculate it from dawn till the stars come out late at night? O Me'anetzachama Atshkiyosa. Or do you calculate it from sunrise to sunset? Kosov lekamon shlofia magen Avram. According to the magen Avram, mechalkim esayom l'shneim asar chalokim mealos hashachar ad tseis hakochavim. According to the magen Avram, we make the calculation from alos until tseis. And therefore, Kriya Shema always ends up being earlier. Ulofia gra mechalkim anetzachama ad shkiyasa. And according to the gra, we said that we split the day from sunrise to sunset, and therefore Zman Kriya Shema is always later. Zman Kriya Shema for the Gra is always 36 minutes after Zman Kriya Shema of the Magad Avram. The Kol Chelek Nikra Shah, every one of those 12 portions, both Lafi the Magad Avram or according to the Gra, it's called a Shah Lafi them. V'rei Mashik Asadnu L'El Simen Unches of Katan Dalad, where they brought down in Hilchos Kriya Shema what many poskim say, what you should follow the Gra, you should follow the Magad Avram, the Chachila, B'dievet, how we should act in those cases. Let's do one more Mishnah Berurah over here. So we said in the Mechaber, the next thing was that if a person, we said Zman Tefillah is till a third of the day until the end of the fourth hour. We said if a person made a mistake or he did it on purpose and he davened afterwards, we said even though he doesn't get Schar Tefillah Bezmana, he does get Schar Tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkatan Vav, O Avar, Rotalomer should be mazed shah esatvila at shah over zman avachah hespalo. Even if a person on purpose decided he doesn't want to daven yet and he waited till after zman tvila and then he davens, turn the page to 238. Afal pikein yotze yidei chovas tvila. Still, even though he did it on purpose, he is still yotze his chiyuv of tvila. Af shahoisa shalob bizmana. Even though it's not bizmana, he doesn't get credit for tvila bizmana, but he does get credit for tvila. V'hu adin shel lechatchila im lo hispalel mikodem, and the same thing applies if lechatchila, if he didn't daven yet, tzorich lehispalel achar arbeshos ar chatzos, he should now go lechatchila if he didn't daven yet, and go daven now between the end of the fourth hour and chatzos. Rak she'ein lo socha ketfila bezmana, but again, he doesn't get schar for tefila bezmana, but he does get schar for tefila. V'tov she'yispalel oz betoras nedova. It's best that at that point, when he's davening between the end of the fourth hour and chatzos, that he davens betoras nedova. Ki yesh poskim she'sovrim de behezer at arbe shol shuv lo motzi l'spalel klal. Since it's a suffix, some poskim say it's too late, you missed the boat, you can't daven after the fourth hour. Some say you can, and therefore you should do it betfilas nedova, which we'll get to in more detail later, as a voluntary tefillah. That way, in case he's not supposed to daven, it counts as a voluntary tefillah. Al-kein yispalel v'yasna. Therefore, you should daven and make a condition, make a tnai. She'imi tzara adinu pater u'betaras nadava. If, in fact, he's really pater, then it's a voluntary tefillah. And if, in fact, it's like the poskim, that there's still a chiyav on him, then he's davening mitzad his chiyav, and he's being yotze his mitzvah of tefillah, not tefillah of his mana. We'll stop here, and we'll finish this sif of Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.